ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 25. Review the Japanese you've learned this season. Thank you for joining us. Tomoyuki, guess what? This is our last lesson of Absolute Beginner Season 2.
Oh, you're right. This is Lesson 25.
Yes, can you believe it? Congratulations everyone for making it this far.
You've come a long way.
Definitely. Okay, Tomoyuki, let's recap. What did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 24?
In the last lesson, we learned how to ask how something was and respond to the question.
Yes, as in, how was the hike?
Hiking wa dou deshita ka?
It was fun.
Tanoshikatta desu.
And in this last lesson, Lesson 25, you'll review some of the Japanese you've learned in this season.
That's right. What's going on in the conversation?
Well, it's time for Taylor, Chiemi, and Sarah to go back home to the U.S., and Masato and Kaori are seeing them off at the airport.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Hikoki wa nanji desu ka?
5 時半です。
Masato-san, Kaori-san, お世話になりました。
本当にありがとうございました。
いいえ、楽しかったです。
サラちゃん、またね。
またメールします。
はい、また会いましょう。
お元気で。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
飛行機は何時ですか？
5時半です。
マサトさん、カオリさん、お世話になりました。
本当にありがとうございました。
いいえ、楽しかったです。
サラちゃん、またね。
またメールします。
はい、また会いましょう。
お元気で。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
飛行機は何時ですか?
What time is the flight?
5時半です。
Half past five.
マサトさん、カオリさん、お世話になりました。
マサト、カオリ、thank you for everything.
本当にありがとうございました。
Really, thank you so much.
いいえ、楽しかったです。
Not at all. It was fun.
Sara-chan, またね。
Sarah, see you later.
またメールします。
I'll email you.
はい。また会いましょう。
Okay. Hope to see you again.
お元気で。
Take care. Oh, so the time has come for Taylor and his family to leave.
That's right. They're at the airport saying goodbye.
It seems like they've had a really fun time in Japan, though.
Yes, I think they made a lot of good memories.
Definitely. And like you said, now they're saying goodbye.
There are so many different ways to say goodbye.
That's true. There are a lot of different expressions in Japanese used when saying goodbye. Let's take a look at some of them here.
I'm sure all of you know the word sayonara for goodbye.
Sayonara. This word is very well known.
This is kind of formal. So a more casual, everyday version is mata ne.
Mata ne. Masato said this to Sarah in the dialogue. It's kind of like see ya or see you later in English.
We also heard the phrase osewa ni narimashita.
Osewa ni narimashita. We translated it as thank you for everything, but basically, you say this to someone who has taken care of you in some way, helped you out, or done a lot for you.
It's great to use if you stay with someone.
Yes, like in their case, Taylor's entire family stayed at Masato and Kaori's house, and so they're thanking them for everything they've done for them.
お世話になりました。
We also had また会いましょう。
This means, let's meet again.
Do you remember the form mashou from lesson 22? Remember that this means let's. So literally, we have again, let's meet.
Mata aimashou. Let's meet again.
And finally, Kaori said,
Ogenki de.
Ogenki de. And this means take care.
You say this to someone you won't see for a while.
Right. If you won't see that person again soon, you can use ogenki de.
Ogenki de.
Okay, we gave you a lot of expressions, so let's go back and recap them. First is,
Mata ne.
See ya or see you later, an informal way to say goodbye.
Osewa ni narimashita.
Thank you for everything, a phrase used to thank someone who has taken care of you or done something for you.
Mata aimashou.
A phrase meaning, let's meet again. And,
Ogenki de.
A phrase meaning, take care. Great, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll review some of the Japanese you've learned throughout this Absolute Beginner Season 2 series.
We'll go over 3 points.
They are asking and telling time, making a suggestion, and asking how something was.
Let's start with asking and telling time.
This is a review of Lesson 10. Okay, so how do we ask what time something is?
A wa 何時ですか?
A wa 何時ですか? So you can put any event or happening in place of A. Can we hear some examples?
ミーティングは何時ですか?
What time is the meeting?
パーティーは何時ですか?
What time is the party? And how do we answer?
To tell time, you give the number plus 時, which means hour.
So, for example, 3 o'clock would be
3時. And then you add です。3時です。It's at 3 o'clock.
Right. And remember also that 半 means half and is used to indicate half hours. For example, it's 3:30 would be
3時半です。Okay, listeners, listen and repeat. ミーティングは何時ですか? Sanji 3時半です。
Great, let's move on to the next point.
Saying, let's verb in Japanese.
This is a review of lesson 22. What's the pattern, Tomoyuki?
Well, you simply use the mashou form of the verb.
Right, you change the final mas to mashou, and that means let's do that verb. For example,
食べます is to eat, and so let's eat is 食べましょう。
食べましょう。How about another one?
会います is to meet, and so let's meet is 会いましょう。
We saw this word earlier in the phrase, let's meet again.
All right, また会いましょう。
Okay, listeners, now it's your turn. Listen and repeat.
Let's eat. 食べましょう。Let's meet again. また会いましょう。
Okay, and now the last one we'll go over is
asking and saying how something was.
And this is one we learned recently in lesson 24.
Yes. Do you remember how it goes?
What's the pattern?
A wa どうでしたか?
A wa どうでしたか? Where A is some event, place, or thing. For example,
ハイキングはどうでしたか?
How was the hike? Or how was hiking? We also learned how to respond to this by using adjectives in their past tense form.
We changed the ending of the adjective from I to katta.
Yep, do you remember that rule? So, for example, if we had the adjective fun, 楽しい, what would that be in the past?
楽しかった.
Right, 楽しかった. And then we just add です to the end.
楽しかったです.
Let's give a short question and answer example. Let's pretend that Tomoyuki went to the US on vacation. I could ask him, アメリカはどうでしたか? How was the US?
楽しかったです。It was fun.
Excellent. Okay, listeners, pretend that you went on a trip to Japan. Tomoyuki will ask you how it was. Please respond that it was fun. Are you ready?
日本はどうでしたか?
Okay, that was great.
よくできました。Good job.
Alright, well, I think that's going to do it for this lesson and this series.
Yes, that is the end of Absolute Beginner Season 2.
Thank you everyone for listening.
Yes. ありがとうございます。
We hope you learned a lot more in this second season.
As always, please let us know if you have any questions.
Yep. Well, that's all for now. Hope to see you again soon.
Bye everyone. また会いましょう。
飛行機は何時ですか？
5時半です。
マサトさん、カオリさん、お世話になりました。
本当にありがとうございました。
いいえ、楽しかったです。
サラちゃん、またね。
またメールします。
はい、また会いましょう。
お元気で。